Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Kobe and Copenhagen. My name's Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hi, Eloisa.
Big energy today.
Big energy.
Big energy.
Stor energy.
Yeah. Stor energy because, are you making up because we don't have Abby in the room?
Yeah.
Is that you're making up for two?
Yes.
I'm your energy for two. Your yeah. energy for twoing? Twoing for energy?
Twoing for energy. Twoing. Also, I'm a little low energy today, so I feel like I need to sort of...
Fake it before you make it?
Fake it before I make it.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. That's yeah. good. That's good. Yeah. You're listening to Kobe and Copenhagen, the podcast about life in Copenhagen and Denmark and Scandinavia and other things. And it's a Friday as far as... according to the calendar, I'm looking at right now, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
And Fridays is news days.
Fridays is news day.
So we're going to talk about the news.
We're going to sum up the week.
We're going to sum... just... very poorly, yeah. through a very finite amount of stories that we've picked, we're yep. going to sum up the week that has been.
Yes. The week according to us.
A week according to us. Yeah. Yes, indeed. I'm Irish and Marius is Danish. And Abby's when Abby's here, she's American. I suppose she's here. She's American when she's not here too.
She's constantly American.
She's constantly American, no matter where she is.
There's a Danish, there's a veneer of
Dansk.
Danish
yeah, yeah.
on her, I know, yeah. I'd say. But yeah. The American shines strong.
Yeah. She's still in London. If you listen to the Monday episode, you know that she went straight to the airport.
You can take the Appy out of America, but you can't take the America out of the Appy. That's what
yep.
I'm trying to say.
I get it. Okay. We're spending a lot of time talking about someone who's not in the room. We've yet to find out what she bought, though. The gift. We did a full episode on gifts, Danish gifts.
Yes, that was a cliffhanger. Will it be rain gear? No, she has opted not for rain gear. She was leaning towards the jigsaw, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that's a terrible thing to put in a suitcase also, I'd imagine.
Why? It doesn't open.
No, but it's a box. Nobody wants a box in their suitcase.
What are we meant to be talking about? Tell me something about the news.
Okay, well, there was a tragic death, a murder happened.
Okay, now I can see why you were talking yeah. about jigsaws and boxes and stuff. Yeah, all right,
trying to
fair
make
enough.
It
yes.
A light start.
Yeah.
I feel like it was heavy just to lead with. Uh-huh. People die.
Yeah.
but a man passed away. Or he was killed in his car by a tree that fell onto the road, which is tragic. All deaths are tragic, but it seems like an unfortunate way to go. Had this been purely an accident?
Where did this happen?
This was in Søro, so on Sjælland, but a bit south, I think, and near yeah. This was a road near a forest, obviously, mm-hmm. since there was trees. Mm. And Wednesday night, this man was driving on something called Panasvej, when a tree toppled over his car and killed him.
Okay, it actually landed on his car?
It landed on his car.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
Four have been arrested uh-huh. in relation to this.
Yeah.
The police are still investigating, trying to get witnesses and the info from like dash cams on cars or stuff like that.
You said murder, right?
Yes. So this is because, it's not 100% conclusive, but they've looked at the tree and they can see it's been cut over with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Chainsaw. So it's been deliberately toppled, this tree.
Yeah.
To fall on a road. So it's some kind of vandalism, maybe not with the intent to kill anyone.
Okay,
but
all right,
this,
okay.
This
okay.
happened. So
maybe manslaughter.
Manslaughter, yes.
Okay, okay.
Which sounds worse.
Manslaughter?
Yeah, it mm-hmm. sounds like you've, yeah, slaughtered.
A man?
A man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Mm. Anyway, it sounds exactly like what it sounds like.
Yep.
Is what I'm saying. And another tree... Like they saw another tree that had been toppled. Luckily, didn't hit anyone. Had also been sort of fell on a road nearby. So yeah, the police are investigating this, but they do have suspects. One person was released, but they're gathering more intel to sort of get.
That's very murky.
But I remember there was a period where someone was doing this on highways, like dropping like a big rock.
Yeah.
As far as I remember, they were like trying to hit cars with them.
Oof.
Or yeah, just really fucking insane stuff to be doing. Drive a bit slower.
And yeah, just so this isn't that the tree fell and then a car drove into it. It was the tree fell onto the car.
That's how I'm reading it. Jeez. So that's also like it's really poor. Good timing. I don't know what the
yeah I wanna yeah this yeah. sounds like this is either a terrible accident or a really elaborate murder.
Yeah, that's how I read it first. I was like, this seems a bit complicated.
Yeah,
if they were trying to kill this guy and yeah, like, let's make it look like a tree fell on him,
because
that happens all the time. Like, so yeah.
Okay.
No, I thought it was a bit more funny going into it, like this was a tragic accident. Then I read, oh no, this is actually just kids doing this. So yeah, it seems like it's young.
Oh really?
Young kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh lordy.
Young men.
Okay.
So yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
That was a news story.
Well, I when we can we clarify what happened?
We will try.
Can you keep an eye on that?
Follow this.
Yeah. All right.
The Soul Watch 2024.
Oh, well, you need to stop the watches. We have too many watches going on.
Time never stops.
No, I know. In Greenland.
Yeah.
Greenland's getting a couple of visitors.
Ooh.
We talked about Greenland last week, didn't we?
We like to talk about them now and then.
Yeah, because there's a court case between a number of Greenlandic women against the Danish government, who forced these women to have
a contraceptive implant.
So Greenland is in the news again, and it's getting a couple of visitors. It's going to be Mette Ferguson's coming up there.
Yep.
And the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, is going up as well.
Okay.
They're going on a visit. It turns out Greenland has an abundance of something. Minerals that we need to use for green energy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Out of 34, Greenland has 25. Or 24, 25, 24, 25. They're saying, people
kilos,
are saying different
pieces.
As in like different minerals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So out of 34, you need to create green XXX.
Sure.
It doesn't say in the article, it just
green
says
porn. Green porn, is that what you mean?
Where is this energy coming? What is this?
I'm trying, man. I'm really trying. I'm on very little sleep and too much coffee and a pastry, so I'm going to crash hard soon.
So it's
what is green porn?
Don't, man. No, don't.
Sorry.
It's the raw materials used for
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Yeah. it's raw materials used for green technology.
Sorry.
Where? What?
I know.
Do you want a minute? Are you okay?
No.
What's happening here? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Are you very tired?
I'm just a little tired and find things that aren't that funny really funny, apparently.
I think we're too far into the recording now to stop and try. Like, I mean, I'm so listener. It's Marius is having.
I apologize.
Maybe an episode.
Maybe a little. Episode.
Maybe an episode, but that's okay.
That's okay.
It's all right. I think we're all here for you too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so anyway, they're going up to Greenland. But the interesting thing is, people are wondering: will Meta mention the ongoing court case or apologize or anything like this? And
yeah,
it feels a little bit like.
Also, why she's up there trying to like, can we get some of
your
minerals?
Yeah, exactly. And right? There's like tensions growing, you know, with the China will want these, and Russia has interest in these in these minerals as well. And it like there's a conversation about like, yeah, you're not in Europe, but you're a part of Europe. That I think phrases like that are being used and stuff. And it just feels,
especially now that we found 25 of all the
minerals
we're all looking for.
And there's a lot of like talk about the you know the autonomous government and we respect the autonomous government, but also you're part of Europe. You're not in Europe, but you're a part of Europe. And we've got 25 of very important.
Remember the money Denmark gave you?
Yeah. Oh. So let's see what they come up with when they get up there. But because you're like, oh yeah, Europe's up there. That's cool. At least, you know, they have good intentions. But also, let's hope everyone's getting, you know.
Yeah, there's to grease some wheels, probably, you'd imagine. They just found, speaking of minerals you want to find, what is it? I think it's phosphate, I think it is. They found like a massive, like tons and tons in Norway, like deep in some kind of mountain.
Oh yeah, that was a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, it's a couple of months ago, but it's like, maybe not quite, but it's like... It's going to make Norway insanely rich and sort of, if they can at least get this out in like a sustainable
way. Is that for batteries? Will that be used for batteries?
Yeah, I think it's a lot for batteries and lithium batteries and stuff like that. And right now China has a lot of it and it's hard to get, and there's only a few countries in the world that kind of has this.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like another Norway is going to be rich forever again.
Uh-huh.
If they can at least extract enough of it.
Yeah.
But it seems so.
Hmm. So. Meta and Ursula are going to stop off in the Faroes as well.
Oh.
Yep.
What do they have?
Salmon farms.
Salmon farms.
A lot of salmon farms.
We're a bit low on salmon.
Yeah. You're not in Europe, but you're part of Europe. The thing I'm most curious about is, does Meta say something or not about the ongoing case?
Tom.
What do you got?
I think it's you, buddy.
Me? Oh, you want me to talk about something else again?
Yeah. Who's in the army now?
Oh, you want me to talk about that? I thought you were talking about the army.
I can talk about that.
I can talk about the army. No, well, it's same people are in the army.
Let's both talk about the army.
At the same time. Ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Women.
Yeah, so
you know more about this than I do.
Okay, I think we mentioned this a couple of episodes ago that they've now, because they're hemorrhaging, or they don't have enough sort of soldiers basically to in the Hjemmeværnet, in the army.
Yes, I read that as well. Yeah.
So in name of equality, they decided to let women in.
Mm-hmm. No, hold on. No, women have been allowed.
Women could be in the
since
army,
1998,
but now they become part of the draft or the
conscription. Yes.
So it's not so much that women are allowed. Now they are kind of actually forced, just like men are. They will still have the option to there's some kind of lottery system. So if you draw a certain number, you get to say no, thank you. And you can also say I don't want to go in the army, but then you go have to do some kind of civic duty.
Okay.
But now, yeah, they're women are part of sort of the conscription.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's some pushback around that from some parties that still don't feel like conscription is the right way to go, not just for women, but in general.
Mm-hmm.
But some further restrictions have also been sort of lifted, because for women, there was sort of a certain bosom size that was allowed. If you had too large of a bosom, you weren't let in.
Okay.
There was also something about height. If you were 155 centimeters or lower, you weren't let in.
I presume that's men and women.
That was men and women, yeah, okay. Yes. Mm. But I could have, I assume so. I don't know if there was a different height for men and for women. I doubt it.
I mean,
that wouldn't make sense.
That wouldn't make sense.
No. So now they're just going to look on like physical robustness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I think is an interesting phrase.
Is it like just a health, like as long as a fitness test, as long as you're physically fit enough, then you can join?
Yes. Yes. Minor serious incidents of psychiatric diagnosis. will also not sort of be an immediate sort of no, you're out.
Yep.
Same with ADHD and ADD.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Because some which are not if you're not receiving medicine, then
if you're, okay,
then you can be deemed sort of accept.
Okay.
To
okay.
be accepted in the army. So there are some yeah, if you're on heavy medication then
yeah.
probably can't. Mm-hmm. And then it says yeah. And I wonder what this exactly means, if this is some kind of old way of saying it. Sexual and I'm directly translating now, sexual sure. deviances
sure
is going forward not a diagnose you would be banned from the army from. It's not. But it's just how they phrase it, because
say that anyway.
Sexual,
okay. Yeah, deviances
are going forward.
Going forward from this point on.
Yes, yeah, from this okay. point on.
Yeah.
It's not a diagnose. You would be
okay.
Not accepted.
Okay.
And I'm like, what is under that umbrella?
Yeah. I think a lot probably, right?
Yeah, but is that also being gay? Because you know, it probably has been. But
yeah, I'm yeah, sure yeah, it yeah.
Been that ever, you know, ever since you know being gay was legal here.
Yeah.
Which is a long has been.
For yeah, it's many, yeah. Many it depends years. On what the you have a constitution in Denmark, do you?
Yeah.
So I suppose it's what's defined in like constitutionally. Is it written down there?
I don't know if it's written in the constitution that, but I mean, gay marriage is allowed, right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah. But I'm just curious what. But that's interesting, right? Because you have to find people like we semantics are actually very important. Like the definition of these phrases means a lot.
Yeah. I'm gonna try and look up sexual avvielse and what the hell how did they define that.
Another thing that's so the conscription is going to come into effect in 2026. Another thing that's changing is it was for 4 months and now it's going to be 11 months.
Yes, yeah, they also, I don't know if that's gone through yet, but they're definitely...
That's what they're talking about,
that's
right?
That's what, yeah, they're talking about this, yeah. So, yeah, that's also, that's a long time, 11 months.
But is 4 months, like...
Four months maybe also seems a bit short.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. Like, how many months do you spend, like, just training? Or is it, like, because you get a job with your position, right? You have a thing to do in the army.
Yeah.
So... You have to be trained and then be put into a particular position and then do that. And then that feels like you can do it. 4 months is very short to do all of that.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. I'm not a general.
What?
No.
Why are you wearing those stars and those
I picked them up from a thrift shop. I picked them up from a thrift shop. I thought I looked important wearing it.
You do.
I do, but I'm not a general.
Okay.
So I'm curious how much you got done in four months.
Yeah. Because to me, it just sounds like, yeah, you can get your fitness up in 4 months.
Yeah.
About it and maybe learn where to, you know.
Basic training, I'm sure 4 months, you can. Yeah. 4 months training, sure, you can get that done, I'm sure. But like actually having a position within the army, or maybe you don't have a position unless you're
that's
also
how it's structured. That's why it's called, the Hjemmeværnet, that's the very basics.
What, the four-month thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And then after that, you would go specialize in different...
Okay, all right, okay, okay. So, all right, okay.
Yeah, so that's why the 11 months seems like a big leap from there. Yeah. Like 6 months to me seems like, okay, then you...
Yeah.
Got a basic idea and...
Yeah. Did you find out what sexual deviancy means?
So, the way it's defined is often used as a synonym for perversions.
Again, do we have to look up perversions now?
Yeah. But where sexual deviances refer to the sexual the one doing the sexual deed, it is unusual that is deemed unusual in a given culture. And perversions are used as a that's some big words here, I can't translate off the top of my dome. But yeah, so it's a perversion. And homosexuality was deemed a perversion many years ago. But it, of course.
So maybe it's more of a case by case basis then.
Like, yeah, but then how do they.
As in, like, if you've been to court or something, and then, like, yeah, there's a finding that finds you in a particular, yeah, bracket or something like that.
Yeah. Or is it just there, you know, your search history? Oh, you brought some good news?
I brought some good news.
Yay!
Danske Bank are going to be doing a quick turnaround from their investments last year. So it turned out, so Danske Bank were brought into question because they're investing in fossil fuel companies who are still searching and looking for new points for extraction.
Yeah.
Last year, and they've done a turnaround, and they're going to pull money out of companies that are still actively looking for fossil fuel.
Okay.
When? I don't. It hasn't given a timeline that I've seen.
When there isn't any more.
Yeah. But there's also, it's like, it's also interesting. It's like, when you read it, you're like, ah. And then there's also like, because it's not all investments, but like majority of investments will be pulled from these companies. And the company, and if companies are deemed to be, in accordance with the Paris Agreement, they're still going to keep their money in. BP and
Shell?
No, Shell is not. BP is one of the ones that has been seen as like has this like
green
badge of approval for, okay, like they're the good oil company, you know, one of them. There's a report or comments by the Danske Bank head of Green Initiative, and like, this is his big day. This is that guy's big day. Like, this is yeah, everything he's been working.
Gets to,
yeah, he's like, this
something
is
something to say.
Yeah. But it's like officially been seen as one of the first big banks in the world to pull from fossil fuel companies and stuff like that.
Okay.
Which is good. You're not impressed.
I mean, it always seems a bit late, but
it's all too late. It's all
better
too late.
Than nothing. But, I mean, yeah, somebody has to start. Yeah. So, but I think I might know why Danske Bank think they can afford to do this now.
Oh yeah, why?
Because they've had their biggest. In general, all banks in Denmark are just raking it in.
Okay.
Like, in 2023. Their collective profit,
yeah,
increased after tax, increased with 372%.
What?
Yeah, 33 billion kroners. Where they
last year?
Yeah, where they in 2022 made 9 billion.
Is this Nova? Is this Nova doing this, or where is this coming from?
No, I'm sure Nova has some effect on it.
Yeah.
But like Danske Bank,
anything good financially, I'm like, Nova did that, right?
Yeah, must be Nova. Danske Bank are top of, like, so out of all the banks in Denmark, they made the most with the 21.3 million kroners after tax in So that's maybe giving them a bit of a sort of, we're good, we got some money. But yeah, why, how are banks making so much money in a time of, because it is kind of a time of crisis, right?
Is it?
Well,
we're not in a recession.
We're not quite in a recession, but there is inflation, mm-hmm, and the supply chains are hit and stuff like that. But banks I forget exactly when, but like around the last financial crisis, they lowered, you know, you had quite high interest rates, mm-hmm, actually for a point, and it was quite cheap to borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
That got flipped around where, mm-hmm, it got quite expensive to borrow money, and instead of having your own money in your own account, you got basically no interest back, mm-hmm, on them. And it's been like that for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
But the banks, for the money you put in,
yeah,
they get a really high interest rate on it, mm-hmm, still. Mm-hmm. So they can sort of take out more money, create more money off of the money, you know, you monthly, mm-hmm, earn, right? That has gone up. And whilst they've also increased All their services, they've increased prices on that, so small fees here and here and there, right?
Yeah.
To help them a bit when people weren't borrowing that much money.
Yeah, yeah.
But they haven't lowered any of that since now that the sort of the economy is doing okay and banks are doing kind of okay. So they just keep making the same insane money. But yeah, we're not getting interest back on storing our money in the banks.
No.
Fuck them. I hope that made sense.
Marries his hot take. Okay. I think that's enough news for one day. That's the week roundup.
Yeah.
We've done the week.
I've done it. I'm you okay? crashing hard.
You all right? Yeah. You want a hug?
That finance moment took it out.
Yeah, I can see
that's
that.
That's not my jam either.
Thank you very much for listening. We will be back on Monday for a chitty chatty episode.
Yeah.
Marius is going to go refuel, and we're going to have a talk about something in a couple of days' time. But until then, please do yourself a favor and stay.
Cope.
Bing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.